From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A $500,000 bail for a Eureka man. Police say tried to kidnap a woman with whom he had had a relationship. Police got a frantic call on Wednesday night from a woman, but the caller's line went dead. As police were trying to track down the origin of the call, a state parks officer contacted them to say that he was flagged down by a woman screaming for help in the area of Patrick's Point Drive. The vehicle fled from the officer in excess of 100 miles an hour. Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the scene. A short time later, they were able to locate and stop a vehicle on the 400 block of 6th Avenue in West Haven. Driver of the vehicle, 35-year-old John Leslie of Eureka, detained. He's been arrested, charged with attempted murder, domestic violence, kidnapping, false imprisonment, and other counts. Once again, his bail set at $500,000. Two communicable disease specialists from the California Department of Public Health in Humboldt County now helping local officials investigate an increasing number of people newly diagnosed with HIV identified last month, and it's caused serious concern since. The specialists from CDPH arrived this week after local health officials determined there are at least 35 people in the community who may not know that they have been exposed to the virus and may be infected and contagious. Staff is augmenting local efforts to reach out to people recently diagnosed with HIV or syphilis to ensure that they're receiving effective treatment and support. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit deputy on patrol this week in Fields Landing saw a suspicious vehicle parked on South Depot Road with two occupants inside. Prior to making contact with the vehicle, the deputy saw the occupants exit and walk down the nearby levee. Upon further investigation, he discovered the vehicle had been stolen out of Arcata earlier in the month. The deputy then found the two people, 33-year-old Kevin Kay of Rio Del, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of vehicle theft and possession of stolen property. 37-year-old Kendra Scriptor of Eureka booked and charged with possession of stolen property. When they hold the 23rd annual Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse Ceremony this Sunday, the lighthouse itself won't be there. The ceremony honors families of roughly 239 people lost or buried at sea, memorialized with plaques bearing their names on the memorial wall. Due to some slope instability, the lighthouse at the end of Trinity Street had to be moved, and it now sits on Edward Street, but the memorial wall and a World War II-era anchor pulled up from Trinidad Bay still remain on the original site. Some artwork will be going up, it appears, on the blank utility box on the corner at 5th and G Streets in Eureka. Lost Coast Outpost reports the Eureka Art and Culture Commission met today to approve the recent submissions for the Eureka Box Art Program. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.